miles away, we've built rows of new houses for this community.
No joke, we're giving away this home, 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 this home.
Boom! Stupid idiot lefty policies, all beautifully explained in a stupid Mr. Beast video over here. Here is a perfect example of why all of your bleeding heart leftist commie policies, your agenda, none of it's going to work because you're just stealing productive members of society's money and you're throwing it away. Now, if he wants to throw his own money away, I'm fine with it. He ain't throwing his own money away, by the way. This dude spent maybe $500,000 building all of these houses, and now YouTube's going to pump this video. He'll probably make $1 million. So this dude's actually making money with this while he does all of this. For me personally, I think that is kind of win-win, by the way. It's much better than you guys pushing policies that take money out of my pocket and torch it. But again, the entire situation's dumb, and it beautifully explains why California, New York City, Seattle, Portland, and all of these Democrat-run hellscapes are stupid. This is I Am Yes, You Are No. Mr. Beast builds home in Jamaica, El Salvador, and Argentina, and he gives them away for free to locals. Oh, what could possibly go wrong with this? Well, here's the thing, lefties. Here's the thing. A lot of these people, not all of them, but a lot of these people, whether they're homeless or houseless or drug addicts, they're in that situation because they're drug addicts, right? You could give them a house. It's not going to solve their issue. You could give them Narcan, or you can give them needles, or you can give them drugs. It's not going to solve the issue. And none of these left-wing policies are actually meant to solve any of these issues. They're meant to bilk productive members of society. You take money from, you steal money from productive members of society, my community. And then these lefty goofballs, they steal it. They drop some pennies on the so-called group that they're trying to fix or solve or help. And then it usually just gets torched. Again, because a lot of these people are just addicts. And they're not going to, their situation's not going to get better until the person themselves, the individual themselves, wants to fix the situation. Here's Mr. Beast. Takes all of these houses, gives them to these dudes, and what do? Immediately, a bunch of them, they start selling them. And they're not going to sell them for a one-way ticket to break into my country to get more freebies. No, they're probably just going to sell them to get more alcohol, more drugs, and continue the downward spiral. And that's why, no matter how much money we dump into drug addicts or the homeless in California, you just get more of them. And then you scream at productive members of society who are paying for all of this and being robbed when we come out and say, stop, knock that off. Whoa, are you some sort of heartless scumbag? Yes, I'm a heartless scumbag. I'm fine with that. But I ain't going to get got, and you idiots keep getting got. Go get got with your own money, by the way, and you won't. You won't. None of these bleeding heart lefties with their rainbow flags or their empty platitude signs on their front yard. You don't ever send your money. You ain't going to send your money to these homeless people. You're not going to send your money to Ukraine. You're going to send your money to Palestine. No, you're just going to keep voting in and helping criminals take money from us to dump on these people. So they're already selling the homes for cash now. Imagine my shock. I imagine everybody's shock on the right-hand side who knew exactly what was going to happen here. But all of these houses that this dude is giving away to these people, hey, wow, it's not solving any issues. Actually, what it's going to do is it's going to create more issues because it doesn't solve the core fundamental issue. You've got people out there who are drug addicts. You got people out there who continue to make bad life decisions. And if you give them other people's money, those life decisions get worse, right? Another perfect example. The people who are selling these houses, this isn't going to help their situation. It'll probably make their situation even worse. They're going to take this free house that they got from Mr. Beast. They're going to sell it, and they're going to go on a drug stupor rampage. Oh, yeah. No, this is good. This is what we should do in all of our cities. No, this isn't what we should do in all of our cities. Again, in California, I can explain it very easy. In California, we've never dumped more money into homelessness. And guess what we have now? Way, 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 way more homelessness. It's the same exact thing. This is a very self-explanatory microcosm of the macro lefty grift. These leftists don't care about people. They don't care about solving actual issues. They just care about stealing money through a facade of feelings. How many of these houses now are on the market? I'm guessing a lot. A lot. And these people who were homeless will now be homeless some more after you're given a gift of a free home. This should be your financial rock. This should be your stability. This should be the foundation for your family. And a lot of these people are like, now I'm going to screw this up again. Wow, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Except I'm not at all shocked. Everybody could say this. Everybody could see this coming. Except for dumb, bleeding heart liberals. But here you go. Perfect example. A perfect example. Stop taking productive members of society's money, right? The government doesn't fix anything. The government makes it worse. And this Mr. Beast example explains it beautifully. All of these people who sell these, everybody who got a free house and then sold it, I guarantee you they will be homeless. They're already homeless, I imagine. Within a week, they're going to be homeless. If they're even alive, they might be able to buy so many drugs that they just end up overdosing. But there you go, lads. This dude builds a bunch of houses in Jamaica, El Salvador, and Argentina. And these people, instead of this being a wake-up call and a safety rope and a safety line, they're going to mess it up over here. Wow. Hey guys, thanks so much for watching the video support. Genuinely kept up to date on people making really poor decisions. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.